class one NIC deductions and the tronc system. HMRC has had to change its view on the operation of tronc systems in restaurants and hotels following legal advice, and its current guidance is included in the latest version of the booklet E24, the 2006 version, which is headed Tips, Gratuities, Service Charges and Tronks. This guidance has been supplemented by an HMRC Tax Bulletin number 82, which updates its guidance on NIC's liability. Chapters 7 and 8 of the E24 booklet provide the guidance on national insurance contributions and tronks. It states that legislation provides that any amount paid to an employee, which is a payment of a gratuity, or is in respect of a gratuity, will be exempt from NICs if it meets either of the following two conditions. Firstly, it is not paid directly or indirectly to the employee by the employer, and does not comprise or represent monies previously paid to the employer, for example, by customers. Secondly, it is not allocated directly or indirectly to the employee by the employer. The NIC's exemption applies if either of the conditions are met. HMRC's Tax Bulletin number 82 also confirms the change of view on NICs as they apply to tips, etc., and to the tronc system. Tax Bulletin 82 states that if tips paid by customers are paid to employees through an independently run tronc, they are not liable for Class 1 NICs, even where they go to meet a contractual obligation or legal requirement such as the national minimum wage. There are two reasons why such payments are not liable for Class 1 NICs. Firstly, the amounts paid are in respect of tips, therefore they are gratuitous payments made by customers. And secondly, the employer has not allocated the tips directly or indirectly to his employees. It is implicit in the phrase independently run that the facts show that the employer has not allocated the tips directly or indirectly to his employees. It is very important to be able to demonstrate that the tronc system is therefore run independently of the employer. And how do we do that? The tronc master can be appointed by the employer, but he or she should not be a director, or indeed anyone responsible for determining staff pay levels. The tronc master should be required to run the tronc on behalf of the staff, not on behalf of the employer. The employees must be seen to be independently running their tronc scheme, and my advice is that there should be a meeting of the staff and the tronc master to establish or confirm the rules of the tronc, and to confirm that the majority of staff are in agreement with those rules. There should be recorded and signed minutes of the meeting to show an HMRC officer if they come to make an inspection or review of the tronc system. The monies included in the tronc must be gratuitous payments by customers. Therefore, these monies cannot include any compulsory service charges. Voluntary service charges can be included, and the paperwork should reflect this. In most restaurants, this will usually be a statement on the menu card that the charges are voluntary, giving the customer the option not to pay them. The Tax Bulletin 82 covers NICs and national minimum wage obligations, which has been a problem. And it says, amounts paid by a customer as service charges, tips, gratuities, and cover charges count towards national minimum wage pay if they are paid by the employer to the employee via the employer's payroll, and the amounts are shown on the pay slips issued by the employer. Tips and gratuities given directly to the worker by a customer do not count towards national minimum wage pay. Tronc money paid directly from the tronc to an employee does not count towards national minimum wage pay. However, if the tronc money is passed to the employer and is both paid to the employee via the employer's payroll and reflected on pay slips issued by the employer, then it will count towards national minimum wage. It will also count towards national minimum wage pay where the tronc master operates PAYE on tronc distributions and uses the employer to pass the net payments to each employee. Provided the amounts are paid to the employee via the employer's payroll and are reflected on their payslips. Now that's the statement in the Tax Bulletin 82, so that's the HMRC latest view. However, a recent decision in the Central London Employment Tribunal has ruled that money paid through a separate tronc payroll does still count as earnings towards the national minimum wage. We're still waiting to see if HMRC might appeal against this, but if it doesn't, or if it loses the appeal, there's likely to be more changes to the guidance that will have to be made. So where a separate system is used, it will count towards national minimum wage earnings, provided that it is funded by the proceeds of discretionary service charges and credit card tips, but excludes the cash tips. The tronc master has to be an employee of the business and be required to operate the tronc as part of the duties of the employment. Adequate records need to be available for the employer to be certain that the aggregate total received by the employee is at least the national minimum wage. And it must be clear that the decisions regarding the allocation of tronc money to the staff remain solely with the tronc master. Now, protecting pension benefits may be a concern for some staff. Employees need to earn more than £87 per week, which is the lower earnings limit, to enjoy a credit for NICs, and will only pay Class 1 NICs on earnings in excess of £100 a week. An employee working part-time hours of, say, 3 days at 7 hours per day would have to earn £115.92 to satisfy the national minimum wage regulations. Therefore, if £29 or more of those earnings were to come from the tronc, the national minimum wage rules are satisfied, but no NICs would be payable or credited. If protecting pension benefits is a concern, then any employee affected could perhaps be given the option to opt out of the tronc or could ask for the money to be paid as earnings, in which case Class 1 NICs will have to be deducted by the employer. Now, this podcast is talking about NICs, but I must remind you that in terms of tips, service charges, etc., there is a requirement to operate PAYE. Taxes due, even if the NIC saving is effective, and therefore this is normally where the tronc master will pay over the tax due to HMRC.